Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about how, in the dating world, it is always the man's fault why things don't work out, why she didn't choose you, and that you're not attractive enough. So if she doesn't find you attractive, it's your fault. However, if you don't find her attractive, well, it's also your fault. And I've got a fun video that I found. I think I initially found it on Twitter, and it's kind of circulating all around. And it has very much to do with a very, very, very overweight woman complaining that if you don't like her, well, it's some sort of ism and it's your problem. And heaven forbid, it couldn't be that you just don't like her, because how could somebody not like a woman? I mean, that's the way it is today. So if you don't like me, it's your fault, not mine. But if I don't like you, it's also your fault and not mine. And that's just the way it is. Let me give you an update on where I am. So I'm just south of Nebraska at the moment. I'm still heading north. I lost my glasses. My contacts, prescription I had for my contacts ran out probably about 3 years ago. And I had monthlies. And I wore every other one because I can't see up close with my contacts in. So I'd need to have some magnifiers that are 1x, but when my contacts are out, I can't see far away, so I'd wear one contact at a time, and I made a year's worth of contacts last 2 years that way by alternating every other month. Well, they ran out 6 months ago, and I didn't get any more in before I started traveling, and then I lost my glasses, and I've got a pin on my dolly that pulls my truck. That bent, and so I had to take it off and take it to a shop, and they got to straighten it. So anyway, I'll be back on the road shortly. I'm safe. I'm warm. I'm happy. Everything is good. The bus seems to be running okay. I think it was just extra dielectric grease on one of the sensors. I started it up and drove it about 100 miles, and everything was fine. I did that on the highway during the bright of day when I could make out everything on the highway, but I'm not going to be driving much further. So there's a quick update. Everything is good. I'm in one piece. Bus is holding together. Everything's fine. Okay, so for the losses of the day, I only have one today, but this is kind of a big one, and this is a loss for both everybody involved, except the woman, ironically, except for the woman. So somebody posts here on, I think this is Reddit, this simp paid $10,000 to meet a girl he follows on OnlyFans. All he got was a hug. 1 month later, her and her boyfriend are using that money to travel the world. Now, you could take this at face value, but again, being a guy that's had women do some pretty shady things to me in my past, it always brings out that police dog sniffing around for additional clues. If you look at the video or this image on the left, she says, "I met my top fan for $10,000, and it's this doofy guy, and he's standing next to her. But here's something that's interesting: it's in her hotel room. Now, number one, $10,000 for anything, even if it was just." I wouldn't meet a Hollywood star for $10,000. So to meet an OnlyFans person for $10,000 is nuts. So that big guy got a loss. Second of all, meeting in a hotel room and in the background, the bed's all messed up. There's part of me that's like, did he only get a hug or did he get a lot more for his $10,000? There's part of me that would be like, would any guy just pay $10,000 just to meet her, or would she have given him something a little extra for his $10,000. So either way, it's a loss for him for the $10,000. And even if he did get some action for it, it's still costing $10,000 with an OnlyFans girl, which is average at best, I'd imagine. Then on the right-hand side, she says, we're going to see the world together, babe, one vacay at a time. And it's her with her boyfriend on vacation. So this loser gives her $10,000. And then she takes that money to go on vacation with her boyfriend. And the boyfriend's a loser too. Why? Because his girlfriend has an OnlyFans. And on top of that, I have a feeling she may have given the other guy a little bit more than a hug for that $10,000. So who's the winner here? Well, she is. She got $10,000. Maybe she did a little cash for play. I don't know. But either way, she won. She got $10,000. She has a boyfriend that is okay with her doing OnlyFans. And the simp's out of money, and the boyfriend's dating a girl that has OnlyFans that may have maybe given cash and prizes to some other strange dude. So as long as men keep doing this, this is why women think they have the choice. This is why women will think they have the cat, that they are the catch. This is why women think that they're the prize out of this. Now, I'll be honest with you. To find a woman that is average looking or better is, well, 50% of the time. If you just go by mathematics, average is 50 percentile. So to find somebody that is better than average, that's 50% of women out there. How easy is it to find a guy that takes care of himself, that is intelligent, maybe that can fix things around the house, that makes an okay living enough for two people, that has a good head on his shoulders, that is caring and kind and sweet, and maybe gets the job done in the bedroom? That guy's a lot harder to find because, again, that may be average and better on the men's side, but women only look at the top 10 or 20% thinking that is all men. So guys, remember that. Don't put yourselves down. Don't say, you know what, I'm going to do this just because I want to get lucky or I want to get a little bit of action. I mean, that's a matter of fact, that shows you how bad the statistics are for guys, because when they do get some, they say, oh, I got lucky. Luck has nothing to do with it, if we're going to be honest with it. If you're a good guy, be that good catch. Don't settle and make them realize that you're the prize. And if that means you are going to be spending all your time alone because no one realizes you're the prize, that's okay. That's all right. It's better to be alone and be a prize than to, you know, lower your standards down for an OnlyFans girl that maybe gave something out to some strange guy. All right, on to the main story here. So I wanted to talk about this because most oftentimes women used to be, I'm going to stay pretty. I'm a good conversationalist. I'm feminine. I take care of myself. I keep myself in shape. I stay slim. I make sure that I'm a good catch for a guy. That has stopped. Now women are saying, all men should be lucky to have me, no matter what shape I'm in, no matter how intelligent or not intelligent, no matter how mean I am, no matter how picky I am, I'm the catch. And as long as that's kind of the way it is, then the problem is that men are at a certain point going to feel like, you know something, I'm not going to play this game anymore. And I brought these articles up specifically because of the way that they're worded. And here's the first one that I have from Psychology Today. Short men, why women aren't attracted enough to date them. And they say short men have to deal with an enormous stigma when it comes to romance. And this is going back to 2014, but the date of this article doesn't really matter. It's not saying women, you should give shorter guys a chance. Short guys can be just as intelligent, funny, and creative, and athletic, and awesome as taller guys. There's nothing a guy that's shorter can do about his height. So don't worry about it. You're missing out on a lot of great men that may be a little shorter. Is that what the article's about? No, of course not. It's, well, guys, you're short. Sorry. No love for you. You got an uphill battle. You're going to have to go out of your way to show everybody that you're better and interesting and you've got a lot to offer. Who does that put the problem on? Well, it puts the problem on men, not women. They don't say, women, you're being too picky. Women, you're not being realistic. You're missing out on 90% of men out there are not 6 feet tall, or 85% or whatever it is. You're missing out on all these great guys. Nope, it's not that. It's that, sorry guys, it's your fault. Let's move on to the next article here. New data reveals fat women don't like fat men, and they demand you be okay with it. So here you've got a circumstance where both people are in the same boat. They're both overweight. But the women are the ones saying, well, I don't like fat guys, but they should like me. And if you don't, again, it's your problem, not mine. So you have to look at this. And if you step back away and you see enough of these articles, you see enough of these dating profiles of the day that I do, you realize that women are not, they're not in the same universe as men are. Now, some of you guys out there, I've because you've mentioned it in the comments, some of you guys are like, I like big girls. Some guys are like, oh, I like chonky girls, you know, the thick girls. Other guys say I like slim or petite girls. But very rarely do you see a man on a dating profile or a list of things saying, you must be a redhead, you must be have a certain cup size on your breasticles, you must be a certain height. Most men do not have those requirements. A man will look at a woman and say, I find her attractive. Now, if you ask it why they have to boil it down, well, a lot of times a guy will even have troubles doing that. Like, I don't know, man. Like, she's got a kind of nice body and she's kind of cute. She seems cool. Guys are much more laxed about what they don't have a list, but women do have a list. And even when the list is the same, which is, i.e., I don't like bigger people, well, the women were saying, well, I don't like big men, but you should like me anyway. And this is an interesting article. It says, new data reveals big women don't like big men and they demand you be okay with it. Plus-size women online want you to know how rough they have it, whether it's finding someone who will embrace their fat pride or even just the struggles of being fat. It would seem the internet is full of these body positivity keyboard warriors, their latest struggle, overcoming the stigma fat women apparently face when they refuse to settle for overweight men. With modern feminist logic dictating that even the largest ladies should still be able to score themselves a true hottie of a man. Again, because it's your problem, not my problem. It's not I have to slim down. It's you have to change what you like. You see, guys, they say, in fact, there's an increasing amount of real scientific data to prove the concept that women are far pickier and more unrealistic in terms of rating the physical attractiveness of potential partners. With one study done using data pulled from the popular dating app Tinder revealing that the bottom 80% of men in terms of attractiveness are competing for the bottom 22% of women, and the top 78% of women are competing for the top 20% of men. Now, some of you guys have asked before, hey, where do you guys come up with the 80-20 rule? This is one of the studies that we being the manosphere and guys, bachelors, are talking about when we talk about the 80-20 rule. Now, this article, though, is going back to 2017. Most recently, if you've watched some of my other videos and the statistics that I've pulled up, it is now literally becoming the 95-5 rule, which is 95% of women are struggling to get those top 5% of men. And the other 95% of men are, well, I settled for him, or he's not good enough, or he's invisible. These metrics are changing. And the thing is, it's easy to say, well, that's a loss for men. But the truth is, the real loss is for women. Imagine being raised to where you only think the 5% of men are worthy of you, and the other 95% of women think the same way. That's 95% of women going to get 90 or 5% of the men. That means 90% of the women are going to end up either alone or with somebody they think they settled for. Do you think those women are going to be happy? They're not. Now, let's say you're the 95% of men out there that are saying, or 80% or whatever percentage you'd like to. The numbers are basically just a concept telling you that the odds are in favor. If you're a guy, finding a woman of equal or better beauty, quality, personality, that kind of thing. It's just a ballpark number. It's not hard science. But imagine you're that guy that says 95% of women don't want you. Well, if you want to be in a relationship, you're probably hosed. But if you're okay being a bachelor and you say, you know something, I'm going to be all right being by myself. I am a man. I've got my own hobbies. I've got my own destiny in my hands. I can do a job I love versus one that's high paying, so I can afford to have a woman and wife and kids and all this stuff. Once you get to that point, you'll be okay. And also remember, now today, adult work, spicy work, is real work. Which means that you've got plenty of women that are going out there saying, hey, I'm going to get money and I'm going to do a little pay for play. Well, if you guys want to have a little bit of bedroom action, there are options available for you. Instead of paying for a wife and her car and the kids and the college education for the kids and her makeup and her wardrobe and all these other things, you take all that money and you save it and you put it aside, and you can always go out if you're in an area where it's legal. I'd never say do anything that's illegal. You can go out and find yourself a professional. And I'll tell you, you can do that probably several times a month, and it won't equal as much as a well-spending wife or girlfriend can. So this is where we get the 80-20 rules. And again, we have the graphic here, but I won't bear down on that. They continue on, while this isn't to say that men don't prefer sexier, skinnier women in general, as lab-tested research has already confirmed they do, what this data implies is that men tend to be either far less picky in terms of actually finding a mate, or at least far more realistic about their own appearance and what that entitles them to expect in return. Right. So an average guy says, I'd like to get an average girl. Now, would he like one that is better than him? Yes. But if he doesn't, does he go out and blame the women for not picking him? Most of the time, no. Now, maybe some guys do, but most of the time, guys say, I just want somebody that's equal to what I'm bringing to the table, but not women. They say you never seem to find stories of fat men demanding their right to be with unobese women, but the reverse is clearly untrue if these popular body positive images being spread around feminist blogs are to be believed. And they say here, it says, I'm a plus size woman, but I'm not attracted to big guys. A lot of hate and criticism comes my way, but I can't help that average to muscular. Let me resize this window because it's not. Now I have to restart my recording because it stops it when I do that. Okay. It says, I'm a plus size woman, but I'm not attracted to big guys. I get a lot of hate and criticism for it, but I can't help that I like average to muscular types. Well, no hate on her. Of course she likes average to muscular type men. Guess what, though? Men like average to slim women. That's most of them do. Most of them do. And it's not to say that some guys don't like, quote, thick women. It doesn't mean that some women don't like guys that are teddy bears, so to speak. But when you start getting up to folds of skin and huffing and puffing when you're going up a flight of stairs, most people say, that's not somebody I want to be with. If you look at actually a lot of studies, the reason why do men and oftentimes women prefer, or let me correct that, why do men oftentimes refer to blondes and why women like dark-haired guys? There's been a study on that, and they found that blonde-haired women tend to, the way it shows off a glow in their skin, it tends to make them look healthier. So a tan woman with blonde hair looks healthier than a very pale woman with black hair. Same thing goes for guys when they talk about tall, dark, and handsome. The dark doesn't necessarily mean hair. It usually refers to skin tone, meaning they like an olive complexion, a guy that's not pasty, and that's why gingers actually have a hard time dating, because the red hair oftentimes means very pale skin, and it doesn't lead to that, quote, healthy glow. There's science behind this, that humans actually visually will assess if someone is healthy or not. What is one of those visual assessments? Skin. Is it smooth? Is it wrinkle-free? Is it tone? Skin color. Are they pale and look sickly, or do they look healthy? And weight. If they are very big or overweight, or they huff and puff when they're just going around a block, that's a warning signal that, hey, if you get with this person, they may not live. And that's back in the lizard brain from thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago, that this is not a good selector. So it's in our genetic code. Now, can things overcome that? Yes. But again, you see here a woman saying, well, I'm big, but he can't be big. Here's another one. Yes, as a plus size woman, I do not date other plus size people. It's because I'm not attracted to bigger guys. It's genetic preferences. And that's just the way it is. Now, see, these women are basically defending my point, which is saying, like, hey, we have preferences, and no matter how much you shame men, you're not going to shame them out of their preferences. Another one. Just because I'm plus size doesn't mean I have to settle for someone I'm not attracted to. I just don't like overweight men. If I want my fairy tale like everyone else, or I want my fairy tale like everyone else. Okay, guys could be saying the same thing. You see all these memes or all these sayings are bigger photos of bigger women with this text over it. Guys can say the same thing, but no, it's not fair, you see. You must like her. And wait till you get to this video I'm going to play. You'll love it. They say close examinations of Tinder data always tend to uncover the inconvenient or surprising truths, such as the women all backgrounds tend to prefer dating white men. Let me correct that. Such as all women of all racial backgrounds tend to prefer dating white men. In this case, though, the results are really rather depressing, with one experiment revealing the following facts. The male is likely to like the female 6.2 times more often than the female likes the male. And I've put this image in a couple of other videos before. At this point, it's laughable how quality you have to be to get yourself a woman. And that's why many times I'll say to you guys, stop stressing it. Stop worrying about it. If she doesn't like you, well, she doesn't like 90% of men out there. And so you can be better than average, but this can bring down your own happiness scale and make you feel inferior, even if you're not. So don't let this affect you. They go through a couple of more graphics here, and I'm not going to read all of them, but here's another one. I'm overweight and I'm not attracted to other people who are overweight. It's true. Overweight people are just not attractive. Okay, so here's the video I wanted to get to, or I've got one more, sorry. Successful women should stop dating down. And this is an article in Upscale magazine by a woman named, Juanita Ramos. Same thing. Women, if he makes less money than you, if he is not as successful, if he doesn't have the same degree, even though your degree may be a PhD in gender studies, and he might be a business owner that's a plumber that makes, you know, good money, you'll never know, because you're dating down because he's a plumber, or he's an electrician, or he's a roofer, or he's an HVAC guy, or he's a diesel mechanic. I met a diesel mechanic down in Alabama that took me to his 2,800 square foot home that he was building on 100 acres. I mean, I've got video of it that I mean to post at some point. This guy is extremely, extremely successful. He was in his late 20s. He'd been doing it since he was 18. And he said, all I did is save my money, and then I bought a big parcel of land, and I'm building my dream house on it. At 28 years old, he saved for 10 years every dime he made. He drove an old, ratty, beat-up pickup truck, but he said, I fix it myself because I'm a mechanic, and the door's shut, and when it rains, I don't get wet. He said, that's a win. But he's putting all his money into his dream home. How many women do you know that do that? How many women would look at that guy that's been a diesel mechanic for a decade that, I mean, 100 acres in this house, I mean, it's got to be, I can't even imagine how much money it's worth, but it was gorgeous. And he was right in the middle of renovating and building it and solar and the whole nine yards. Incredible. But women won't even look at this guy because maybe they have some degree, or they think they make more money or deserve better. This guy was a catch. He had a wife and two kids and very lovely gal and wonderful family. He's got it all. Now, granted, this is in the middle of nowhere, Alabama, so maybe they knew each other since they were kids and she didn't grow up with all the weird, maybe she didn't read stuff like this. But the point still stands. Again, instead of saying, hey, you're being unreasonable, women, it's no, you're don't stop being unreasonable. Be more unreasonable. So here's the video I want to get to. And first, I'll say this about her.
But she's a great big fat person.
This gal's a big girl. And you know something? No hate on her. I'm okay. If you're a big person, that's fine. I got no hate on you. You do you, as I always say. The problem I have with her is that if you don't find her attractive, well, you're problematic. If you don't like her, it's your fault. I'm going to play a little bit of this, but and this is going to make you grind your teeth. Listen to the way she speaks to whoever, you know, she's posting this for. She speaks to them like they're a kindergartner. If a woman, I don't care what she looks like, talk to me in this manner, I wouldn't even let her finish the sentence. I'd just walk away from her without saying a word, because this is so condescending. Ugh, drives me nuts. But sit through it, because we got more to talk about.
Hey, bestie. You're wrong. I think it's time for another adult pre-K lesson. What do you think? All right, turn your listening ears on. Zoop, catch a bubble in your mouth. Good job.
Okay. Hang with it. I know this is going to annoy you as much as it does me. Because she's talking to you about adult kindergartner. Like, you're stupid. And you have, let me explain to you. Now, she's got to be a teacher or something with pre-K. Catch a bubble in your mouth? I've never heard of that. I wish she would catch a bubble in her mouth. But anyway, we'll continue on. I had to give you a break there, because even it makes me, my teeth ache how condescending she is.
Okay, here's the thing. Having a preference is something like, I'm looking for a partner who likes kayaking, or wakes up early in the morning, or loves pizza. But when your preferences exclude an entire group of marginalized people, that's problematic.
Just because you're a big person does not make you marginalized. I'm a short person. Am I marginalized? I'm bald. Am I marginalized? I struggled growing a beard. Am I marginalized? What denotes being marginalized today? Well, it's whatever they want it to be. So they can claim victim status and to put themselves as, I'm special. I'm unique. Are thin people marginalized? Are people that go to the gym and get really athletic, but they're only, you know, the top 2 or 3% of the population? I mean, technically they're marginalized. I'm just going to shut up and let her finish.
Okay, that's not nice. That's not a preference. If you lump all fat people in one group together as though they are not very different individuals, that's fatphobic. Just like lumping all black people in one group and saying, I don't like black people is racist. And lumping all disabled people in one group and saying, I don't think people in wheelchairs are hot is ableist. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That condescending laugh. You know what it reminds me of? I'm not a big Harry Potter guy. I'm really not. But I did watch the movies because they're a cultural thing. I forget the woman that was always in pink that wore the flowers. She was from the Ministry of Dark Arts or some. She was from the Ministry or something. And she'd always be very condescending like this. But then she'd do the very nice. Like she was being sweet. But underneath is a coating of poison. This woman's personality is poison. She is a horrible human being. It has nothing to do with her size. It has nothing to do with even the message she's trying to convey. If you wanted to convey that message in an adult way and just kind of explain yourself, I'll listen. But the minute you start talking to me like I'm a child because my views or my preferences are different than yours, you can eat a big fat one because... But again, she's now saying, well, you must have preference for us or else you're marginalizing us. This is the victim mentality. This is the cult of, well, if you don't like me and you don't agree with me, well, you're in the wrong. How dare you have a preference? Now, what do you think if a guy showed up that was in the same weight class and had the same type of attitude that she has, and he walked into a room and they started talking, do you think she'd ever in a million years date him? No. She's upset because the guy she wants doesn't want her. So she's going to go forward and blame him instead of slowing down and saying, hey, you know what? Everybody has a preference. She may not like short guys. She may not like thin guys. She may not like whatever. But because they don't like her, that's the only thing she sees as problematic. She doesn't ever pause for a moment and say, am I missing something? Is there something that I don't like that I see in all men? I guarantee you, if a bunch of men walked into a room, 100 men, and all of them were shorter, or all of them were something else that she doesn't like, and she sat there and looked over all of them and said, and they all had the same qualities, she might say, I just don't like, all these guys are too short for me. Oh, but does that mean that those men are marginalized and therefore you're being short phobic? And no, of course, that would never come up because that would require some self-reflection. And people like this don't do it. So this is the article, and I'm going to wrap it up with this. These are the articles that I'm talking about from HuffPost. Why men don't fancy big women, but they should. Oh, they should, you see. Again, it's not the fact that women can't just say, you know something, many men don't like me for me, but I'm okay with that. I'm confident in that. I'm secure in that. And I don't want to change, and I'm happy in who I am. So if they don't find me attractive, it's their loss. Nope, that's not what the article is about. The article is about the man should change his mind. Oh, but what's this? Very honest men explain why they refuse to date fat women. And I'm going to read this article because, again, I want you to see the snark involved in this. Because if I wrote an article that said, hey, women don't want to date whatever men, something that I might be a part of, well, they'd say, oh, your butt hurt. Oh, you're just because you can't change this about yourself means that you're weak character. You're a man that can't handle that women don't like you. The narrative is always twisted. And me personally, if a woman came to me and said, you know something, you're bald, you're a shorter guy, I don't like you. My answer is, okay, that's it. I still consider it her loss because those are things I can't control. But if you were to do the same to a woman and say, hey, I don't care for you because of whatever, but we already know men aren't nearly as picky based on the other article I read. Listen to this. She says, I am a fat woman. I am friends with other fat women. None of us have a hard time getting dates, finding love, or sex, whatever it is we happen to be looking for. Let me say that again. None of us have a hard time getting dates, finding love, or sex, whatever it is we happen to be looking for. Okay, article's over. Stop your complaining then. You're able to find what you want. So again, you're getting what you want, but let's go ahead and complain further because you're not getting everything you want. She says, but while that's all true, all of the fat women in my life have at least one story of men explaining to them they could never date because of her fatness. Okay, would you like to hear my hundreds of stories about why women might not date me? Every guy out there has one. All of you guys out there have a reason why a girl didn't want to date you. Maybe she didn't find you attractive. Maybe she didn't like facial hair. Whatever it is. But here she's saying all of us girls have at least one story where a guy wouldn't date us because of this. And that's not okay. And we need to talk about this. Talk about being unrealistic. Heaven forbid you're a man with an opinion that might not match what these girls want. She says it's never easy to be rejected for any reason, but fat women get used to it in their interactions with men, sadly, because it seems to be more socially acceptable to express disgust with fat than it is to express other complaints about a person's physical appearance. Oh, really? Right. In our culture, people are taught, unfortunately, that being fat is bad. No, we're taught that maybe if you're exceptionally overweight, it might be unhealthy for you. It can lead to a lot of health problems. Last I know, being short doesn't lead to a lot of health problems. As a matter of fact, smaller guys can probably do better on the battlefield because they're a little shorter than where all the bullets are whizzing by, just as an example. But again, she said, all of us women have at least one story. And based on that one story, I'm going to write an article complaining about it. Guys, write down the list of the reasons you've been rejected. Let me know when you get to page 37. But how many of you went out and started complaining about it on a blog or whatever, or a video? I've never done a video of why I'm short and women need to be okay with it. That's just not going to happen because women don't need to be okay with it. If women don't like it, they don't like it. That's my point. I use short because I'm like 5'6", 5'7". It's been a while since I measured myself. And that is 3 or 4 inches shorter than the average guy. Hey, deal with it. You are who you are. They say, it isn't bad at all. A fat person is just as worthy of love, respect, and kindness as any other person. I agree with you. But again, it doesn't mean you're going to get it from the person you want it from. Just saying. She said, I've always wanted to know what goes on inside the heads of men who refuse to date a woman just because she's fat. On one hand, as a sex writer, I understand that people are attracted to different things, so I wanted to keep an open mind. That being said, it's hard to be objective when someone is explaining why you don't give them a stiff one. With that in mind, I asked a group of anonymous men who refuse to date fat women to try to explain their feelings to me. Notice something she said, though. That said, it's hard to be objective when someone is explaining why you don't give them a hard-on. That one person. Can you imagine me talking to, again, and I'm not going to beat this to death, but it's you guys have been there. Imagine talking to somebody that says to you, I don't find you attractive for one of whatever dozen reasons, and you take that to heart and get bummed out about it. You know, part of being a good bachelor, a healthy man, is to realize that probably the vast majority of people out there won't find you attractive or don't find you a catch or don't think you're great. And you know something? That's okay. That's fine. You don't need other people's validation to make you happy. You can be completely happy and secure and wonderful by yourself, no matter what your genetic makeup is, no matter what your height is, your looks, whatever, because that's how the world sees you. But you know something, 80%, and these are not hard numbers, this is just an expression, 80% of people out there don't give a crap about your problems. And the other 20% are probably glad you have them because it's funny to them. When you realize that that's the way the world works, you just have to get okay with realizing the world really doesn't care about you. I have, 330,000 subscribers here. If I were to go off the road tomorrow, end up in a ditch, and that's the end of Joker, and Joker no longer exists. F for Joker in the chat. Maybe go back and enjoy some of his other videos. And you know something? Within a week or two, you guys, within 15 minutes, you guys would be like, wow, too bad for him. And within 15 minutes, you've moved on in your life, never to think about me again. Maybe enjoy a couple more of my videos, whatever. But I know this. Do you think that bums me out that most of you be like, eh, he's a cool guy, but he's gone. Anyway, moving on. No, that's what a healthy man should be doing. But they can't do it because somebody out there doesn't like them. And heaven forbid they don't. She says, I knew there was science to support the fact that men love a woman with I knew there was a science to support the fact that men love a woman with a tummy, but I wanted to hear from the other side. Well, that's interesting. And just to be clear, the views of these men are not my views or necessarily the views of your tango. See, they had to put that in there because they're going to say something bad about women. Heaven forbid someone thinks she's saying it. Now that we've got that way too technical disclaimer out of the way, here's what they had to say. She says, why don't you date fat women? A guy says, fat is subjective. Thick is not fat, much like how women do not want to date a man shorter than them. Men don't want to date a woman who weighs more than them. I think that's a reasonable answer. Women don't want to date shorter. Men don't want to date heavier. Again, tit for tat. Another guy says, I grew up fat and work extremely hard to maintain a healthy weight. I know firsthand how being fat wreaks havoc on your self-esteem and social presence. I would also be concerned about having a partner putting herself at risk for a variety of weight-related complications, and especially in the long term. Now, that's a guy that was big. He understands what it can do to your self-esteem and your health. So he says, hey, been there, done that. I don't want to be somebody that was like I was. Shame on him. Another guy says, folds of fat are just not attractive. I kind of agree with him on that one. I've dated some thicker girls. I've dated muscular girls. I've dated petite and svelte girls. For me, that's my thing. Same thing. Folds of fat are just not attractive. And they leave a little graphic here that just says it's a little mean cat saying, shut up. Well, they're just being realistic. Again, if a woman says, hey, I don't like beards because when I kiss the guy or touch his face, they tickle my face and I don't like it. I don't find it attractive. Okay, but I'm not going to tell them to shut up or change their minds. Save for instances of diagnosable and often treatable problems with metabolism, a fat body is often a sign of disregard for one's health. Mind and body are not two separate entities. They are linked. You can't abuse your body and expect your mind to fire on all cylinders. A fat body can, but does not always, implies laziness, short-sightedness, and a kind of disregard for one's holistic well-being. Hey, that sounds like a pretty reasonable answer to me. But no, it is not. Another one says, a woman who is fat clearly doesn't care about herself. Another, being fat can become a serious health problem. Another, I'm skinny and dating a fat woman would look weird. I've heard that one before. I'm a 6 foot tall woman and dating a guy that's like 6 inches shorter than me would make me feel uncomfortable or look weird. Again, okay. And now another graphic, you need to say less things. They get so butthurt about this. Like, just face it, not all men are gonna like you. Deal with it. And if you want more men to like you, then fit into more of an average, likable body type. Guys can't do much about our heights. Could I get some Rogaine or something and put it in my head and get the hair treatment, whatever, to try to give myself baby doll hair, plugs, whatever, if I thought it would make me? Yeah, I probably could. Or you could just say, you know what, if you don't like me, you don't like me, and move on in life. But again, it's not you, fellas. Or I mean, it's not the women, it's you fellas. Oh, you're not attracted to her? Your fault. Your fault. Not that she might just not fit your needs. They say fat women can't do as much as skinny women. I'm pretty active. Look, I know some big girls that are active. That's fine. But I also know a lot of big girls and big guys that if you go hiking or, man, I know some big ones that just walking are huffing and puffing. I hike. I go on 15-kilometer, 20-kilometer hikes up 2 and 3,000 meters. I'm wiped at the top of that. I need a lot of rest. I don't know if I could do it right now. I'm not in the best of shape right now. There's no way a big person can do that with you. They just can't. Living a healthy style is important to me. Fat women don't lead healthy lives. Chubby can be cute, but fat is ugly. And another graphic of close your mouth, thanks. I've broken up with women who let themselves go. It's my job to earn the money. It's her job to look good for me and for herself. That's kind of a trad-con view of it, but hey. I can't stand lazy people. If she can't be bothered to exercise for 30 minutes, that to me is a sign of true laziness. I know big people that do exercise. And a lot of the weight does have to do with diet. So I'm not harshing on big people. If you guys are big guys, hey, be a big guy. You know, I've fluctuated in weight all my life. I don't feel good when I'm When I get to a certain size, when my waist gets to about 31, 32 inches, which for some of you is pretty small and for others it may be big, when I get there, it's like I have a choice, buy new clothes or lose weight. I'm cheap and I like the clothes I have. So I say, hey, time for me to slim down a little bit because I can't get into these shorts anymore. That's the way I choose to do it. Other people, if they say, hey, I'm just going to buy bigger clothes, again, you do you. Let me be clear. I'm not hating on bigger people or taller people or heavier people or whatever. We're all different. My point is here, though, that when you don't like whatever that is different about them, they get angry at you because it's your fault, instead of saying, maybe I just don't meet their needs. They go on a little bit further, but there's no need to. You guys get the point. So, fellas, when you're out there, and again, you're not having luck in dating, or this girl says that you're this or you're that, and you don't feel great about yourself, just understand, really, it isn't you. It's the other person's perception of you. They just may not appreciate you. The same thing goes for these women, but the problem is they've decided to lash out against those that don't like them. Instead of saying, hey, you know something, maybe this person just doesn't appreciate me for who I am, and I'm going to deal with it. And yes, that may mean the vast majority of people out there don't like you. Who cares? Let's face it, as a guy right now, 90-some-odd percent of women don't really like you anyway, no matter, unless you're that top 10%. So deal with it, move on, and you'll find yourself much happier in the long run. All right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. Now, this girl, the reason why I wanted to pull up this dating profile is this girl has the right attitude. Now, you probably won't like her anyway, but she has the right attitude, which is, if you don't like me, that's your problem, not my problem. She's covered in tattoos. Again, not a criticism, just commenting for those of you not watching the video. She's covered in tattoos. She says, no, I will not be your novelty F. She's 35. She's 35, by the way. Your friends probably won't like me. Your mom and dad will be disappointed. I'll outdrink you, pour you shots, and break your heart. You'll probably cry in the shower listening to Adele when it's over. I won't take your S. Sarcasm is my native tongue. I'll never pretend I'm something I'm not. I'm 5'10", I'm 140 pounds, and I'll back you in a bar fight if you're not an idiot. If you are, it's on you. Tinder is a great drinking game. Atheist. Now, but you notice something, okay? Unlike a lot of dating profiles, which says you must be this and you must be this and you must be this, what she's saying is, look, I've got an attitude. I got tats. I'll back you in a bar fight. I'm not going to take your crap. I'm not going to be your novelty F. If this is going to be it, maybe you need to be in. But here's the point. She's at least saying, here's who I am, and if you don't like it, deal with it. I'll give her props for that much. Now, many of you would probably read this and say, I'm not interested. Thank you very much. But she's at least being square enough with you to say, look, this is who I am, and if you don't like it, F off. See, if society had that opinion and society kind of felt that way about more things going on right now in the world, I think we'd be a much better place. Because then these girls that are a little bit bigger or maybe don't fit a man's selection, she'd say, hey, you know what? Hey, I'm not his thing, but that's his problem. And that's the attitude I want you guys to have when it comes to dating. And if you're striking out, or if you really want to date and you're struggling and no woman seems to appreciate you for you, F it. Who cares? Move on. Do what's right for you. Be happy. Find your best path. Ignore people that have attitudes or don't appreciate you for who you are. And stop seeking that outside validation. You will be happier in the long run. And trust me, when you're happy by yourself and you appreciate yourself, who really cares what other people think?